800-259-9231. You're listening to my show. It's Free Talk Live. My name is Mark, and I'm here with
Russell.
Excellent. And we have a special guest, Stefan Molyneux. Stefan, if the listeners just tuned in, who are you?
My name is Stefan Molyneux, and I used to have a real job as a software executive, and I quit about a year ago to run my show, Free Domain Radio, full-time, which is gets the number one philosophy site on the Internet for podcasts and shows. Everything is free. The shows are free. The books are free. Because when it comes to business, I have cheesed the brain. So I give it away, and I rely completely on donations. There are no ads, nothing like that. And so, come by and open your mind, and, maybe you'll open your wallet, too, and I can eat. So that's nice.
So you're sort of a libertarian philosopher. Would that be a quick way to sum it up?
I think that's a pretty good way of putting
funny.
It.
Funny? That's what I consider myself, too. It's a small little world. 1-800-259-9231. And that's exactly what we're going to do right now, the libertarian cage match, because you have briefly recap what your plan is to get to liberty that we've been talking about.
Well, you liberate yourself in your personal relationships. As I've always said, I would rather have 50% taxation and a really happy marriage than no taxation and an unhappy marriage. That would make me much less free. You work on building real freedom in your personal relationships. You work at becoming a beacon of somebody who uses his time and energies positively to liberate himself from corruption and bias and so on from the people around him. And then people are drawn to you, and you change the world that way. It's a multi-generational project. You teach people how to raise their children better. You teach them how to understand themselves better. It is a more, I believe, at this stage in the movement, it's more of a philosophical and psychological movement than it is political, because politics has never worked for the last three centuries plus and doesn't show any signs of working now. So I think that we work to get as much freedom as possible in our lives. That freedom then spreads, and we're honest, of course, about the values and virtues that we live. And we don't accept people in our lives who continue to advocate violence against us. That's how we change the world.
Now, I would agree with you largely on philosophies of liberty. I think that any solutions that are voluntary solutions are far better than solutions that the government has, where it uses force to get those solutions. So you and I agree pretty thoroughly there. But I'm sort of the opinion that voting is self-defense against the people that would put more taxes upon me. And so I advocate political solutions. I'll go to the state house and beg my masters, as it were, to pass less arduous laws upon me. And I generally do not talk to people about things like free market police or free market roads or things like that. I say, let's get to really small government. Let's secede from the Union, the United States of America, New Hampshire, I guess. New Hampshire could secede. Let's secede from the Union, and we can have a very small government, and then we'll slowly pick apart the pieces that seem much more that people can't imagine us doing without. Like, whoa, if you get rid of the government, we won't have any roads. The criminals will run rampant. Those are the things you hear from, you know, the normal people when you talk about liberty. So I circumnavigate those particular areas, and I'll let you talk about it real quick, Stefan. But I want to get Russell. What's your philosophy, Russell?
Oh, yeah, I guess it's I like Stefan. Some of my friends are real Stefan addicts.
Yeah, Stefan has a very popular...
Even though we refer to you as the forehead that talks.
And, Big Daddy Forehead, that's my rap name. Yeah,
oh, really? Yeah. Yeah, it's fun to see how you've taken certain steps towards, towards freedom and actually feel like you can do something because you're positive, whereas we ran, you know, Freedom Frank, he's feeling very dejected and worried about all the things the government can do. I just like to accelerate things a little bit more because it feels like to me lots of libertarians, they can, like I love Rothbard, but he's just a professor. You know, you can only do so much when you're a professor.
Right. You want liberty in our lifetimes, and you won't bow to the government when the government comes a calling. Isn't that correct?
Well, sometimes I do. But
generally, you don't pay your taxes.
No, I try not to.
Right. And yeah. I've seen you instigating police is what I would call the activities that I've seen you doing. But, you know, when an authority figure comes around, you try to show them for the violent person that they are.
Yeah, and it seems like also, you know how you, Stefan, you were talking about having conversations with people. Sometimes you can even have those great conversations with the government people, even though they are changeable. You know, they do, because it's amazing, like when you're doing civil disobedience, you break down all their legalese and they start talking morality, just like what we're all talking about. That's what I've run into.
Stefan?
Well, I'm... don't mean to alarm you, but I'm going to use a teeny tiny little metaphor because I'm also a novelist and a writer of fiction. So it's a little tiny metaphor. I promise it won't bite. But it goes a little something like this. So when the government was, let's say, 5% of its current size, there were a whole bunch of political, I guess they were called classical liberals back in the 19th century, who were saying, we've got to use politics to slow down the growth and reverse the size of the government. When government was 5% or 1% what it is now,
right.
So you think of that as like a truck going down a hill that's going down 5 miles an hour, right? People are saying, well, we hit the brakes, we'll be able to bring this truck to a stop, maybe even back it up a little bit. And then as you move into the 20th century, the truck keeps getting faster and faster and faster, and you've got all these libertarians stamping on the brakes, using political action to try and slow down and stop this truck and move it back up the hill. Now the truck is going like 300 miles an hour.
That's barely
enough. Political libertarians hitting the brakes saying, don't worry, if it didn't work when it was 5% of its current size, how on earth could it conceivably work now? If we couldn't stop the truck when it was going 5 miles an hour, how can we stop the truck when it's going 300? This thing's going to just have to smash, and that's how it's going to end.
Well, I knew I was going to get jumped on this one, so my thought here is that the Free State Project... the Free State Project, we're going to concentrate more libertarians in one smaller geographic area that has government control, and therefore we're going to have more foot pushing on that brake that you're referring to, and finally be able to, I mean, we've seen some real victories here in the Free State Project. We've seen some defeats too, but there's maybe 1,000 Free State Project members have moved to the state. They say 500 on the website, but I just don't believe that number. So I see some success.
Well, yeah, okay. and there's no question. Look, I'm not saying that the people who are politically motivated are mental. I mean, you're obviously right. There are successes. You can move the steering wheel a little bit, but you still can't slow the thing down as a whole.
I also
no
think
matter
that
what laws you pass, like if you get them to cut your property taxes at the local level, they just print more money at the state level. Like you simply, this is a hydra. You cut off one head and two because the foundational aspect of it is violence, which means that tweaking at the edges isn't going to work. You have to go for the belly of the beast. You have to go for the core of the beast. You have to go for the root of this unholy tree, which for me is the core justification for violence. For me, that hacking at the branches stuff, it hasn't worked for 3 centuries, and I just don't see that there's going to be a new way to make it work. Now, of course, I could be wrong, right? Maybe the Free State Project will work, and I'll be eating a huge amount of my own podcast in the future.
Well,
and I'll do that on video.
But what you're doing right now is hugely important to the Liberty Movement, Stefan. And if I'm making it sound like I don't think that's the case, when your seminal podcasts come out, the big ones that seem to, that get a lot of press, those are the ones I listen to. I'm not much of a podcast listener. I don't even listen to my own show. But when your important stuff, like you write these big blogs, I read them and I enjoy them. When Ron Paul got the defeat here in New Hampshire, or maybe it wasn't New Hampshire, maybe it was when you decided that Ron Paul had lost the election, and I'm not 100% sure he has at this point, but I'm getting there. I really enjoyed that particular, I don't think it was an article or it was a podcast, one of the two. So I think you're doing hugely important things for the Liberty Movement. I just don't entirely agree with your system of dealing with it.
The fact that we agree on the ends is much, much more important than whether we agree on the means, right? We're both fighting for the same end. We just have different decisions or beliefs about how it can be achieved. But obviously we are, far more allies than anything else, and that's an important thing to remember. Because there can be a lot of infighting in this kind of thing, but the important thing to remember is, if you manage to get the goal of cutting the government in half, I'm not going to sit there and say, well, that's not philosophically pure, so I don't approve. No, I'd be very thankful. I don't think it can work that way, but, time will tell for sure.
Hey, if we see, if we do cut the government in half here in New Hampshire, will you sign up for the Free State Project?
You bet, absolutely.
Well, there you've got it there, folks. 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI line. You're listening to Free Talk Live. Give us a call and talk about what you want to talk about.
Does your family think your beliefs are crazy? Do you experience a nagging sense of worry that the world is becoming less free? Do you feel withdrawn or politically alienated from liberal and conservative friends? You are not alone. Statism hurts. IHS Summer Seminars can help. Visit LibertarianSeminars.com for more information on a happier future. This summer, the Institute for Humane Studies will be holding 14 seminars on liberty and libertarian thought at locations across the country. If you're a college student or recent graduate and interested in thoughtful discussion and challenging lectures, we want you to attend. Find out more at LibertarianSeminars.com. The deadline to apply is March 31st.
Available seminars include Liberty and Society and The Tradition of Liberty, Advanced Studies. Register online now at LibertarianSeminars.com.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
It's progressing, and it's only a short time until it's completely taken over every aspect of your life. We are entering martial law. There are 10 telling signs of martial law. America has them all. Use the short time left to protect you and your family with the vital information in this book. Find this infobomb online in book form at survivemartiallaw.com. This book will tell you everything you need to know and how to prepare. Know exactly what you'll need to have hidden to live and how to survive under severe martial law. The worst part of martial law is in the beginning stages. SurviveMartialLaw.com will show you how to act around controlling troops, where to store life-saving supplies, and what to look for. Surviving can be difficult, but possible. Arm yourself with the knowledge, as this is the only weapon you will have to protect your family. Go to SurviveMartialLaw.com or call 608-819-8011. Act today, as there will be no warning.
I'm Joyce Riley, and many of you know that for years I was a cardiovascular heart transplant nurse. Since that time, I've educated myself on the importance of preventative care and cardio maintenance. It all begins with providing your heart and vascular system with the building blocks for good health. Strauss Heart Drops were developed by Jim Strauss after he suffered a heart attack in 1979. His doctor said he would only survive if he had heart bypass surgery. As a seventh-generation herbalist, Jim knew that there were herbs that had a long tradition of heart, blood, and circulation properties, and that there had to be another option besides going under the knife. Jim said no and began working on a formula to better himself and others. After he perfected the mixture of herbs and spices, he created Strauss Heart Drops. Get the Strauss Heart Drops 4-ounce bottle for only $79.95. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Now you really can do your heart right with Strauss Heart Drops.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
one 800 259. You're listening to Free Talk Live, and tonight, it's not your show, it's my show. My name is Mark, and I'm here in the studio with
Russell,
and special guest, Stefan Molyneux. Stefan, you there?
I sure am.
Excellent. Want to tell the listeners that you can get the archives of the show. We have the last year's worth of archives right there on the website, and you can download them for free. That's freetalklive.com. And if you want to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days, you can do so without permanently changing your diet. You can check out this amazing doctor-recommended product. Go to FTLDiscount.com and read some real testimonials. Find out how to order. That's FTLDiscount.com. And, Stefan, during the break, something wonderful happened. I got a call
in here that I was just really hoping that we would get. And we're going to go directly to her. Paula?
No, this is a guy that was going to have to go underneath the knife. He said he wasn't going to do it.
Hey, Paula?
It's not...
Paula?
Hello?
Hey, Paula. You're on.
Yeah, hi. I was just listening to y'all, and this libertarian free state thing, I mean, this is great, and I've already talked to some of the representatives about it. And anyway...
Could you talk to George Bush? Could you give him a call and talk to him about the Free State Project? Because I know you've gotten in with him.
No.
Okay.
But anyway, I've already talked to the representatives here about it.
Excellent.
And I mean, I said, you know, you really need to, you know, I gave him the website. I said, you need to look at this. I said, this is very, very important. And I'm going to let him know about this Freedom Force International, too.
What is Freedom Force International?
It's another organization.
Very good. So what did you call about, Paula?
But anyway, did y'all hear about what happened in the House?
Which House?
Okay, in the House in Washington.
House of Representatives?
Yeah, they passed that surveillance bill, but they changed it where we are protected by our Constitution.
They passed the surveillance bill, and to me that's bad news.
But they didn't take, they took away the immunity to the telecommunications.
Mm-hmm.
So now they don't have the protection. But anyway, they said the people are protected now. As a matter of fact, Lee got up there. Sheila Jackson Lee, and I tell you what, she said, we're going to protect our Constitution.
Who?
Sheila Jackson Lee. She's from
Sheila
Texas.
Sheila Jackson Lee.
And
excellent.
She said that we're going to protect our Constitution. I mean, you would have been so proud of her when you listen to what she said. I mean, she just told them right to their face.
It seems like they pay a lot of lip service to the Constitution, and they don't do a very good job of protecting it. This surveillance bill.
Well, they did yesterday.
Okay.
Today.
Well,
and I mean, this really was great. And I mean, they changed everything. It even took the immunity away from the telecommunications.
You know, I hear you that it's a slightly better surveillance bill than it was previously,
better.
But to me, it's once again, it's kind of like a better stage of cancer, and you know, it's still really awful.
The thing is, I told them, I said they'll lose their job if they go against the Constitution.
Paula, one thing I was hoping for in this call is I was hoping that you might have a question for Stefan. Go ahead
about this Free State Project. Yeah.
Well, go ahead. Go right ahead then.
I mean, I want to know. I mean, what information can I get to get to our representative besides the website?
There you go, Stefan.
Yeah, I don't know.
Thanks for calling, Paula.
FreeStateProject.com.
It's FreeStateProject.org, in case anyone knows. But thanks for calling, Paula. Paula's one of our chronic callers, and I really wanted to have her on with you. And you know, it just gives me a warm feeling in my heart. What can I tell you? Anyway, we were discussing different ways to sort of get to liberty, and we seem to differ on them ever so slightly. So what I want to ask, Stefan, is my philosophy of telling, you know, not talking to people about things like roads and police and stuff like that, just kind of giving them that, we'll have a government. That government can control roads and police and those kind of things, giving them those concessions. Does that mean that I advocate violence against my neighbor?
I don't think so. I don't think so.
No, even though I'm just I'm sort of pussyfooting around on that particular issue.
No, but I mean, I think it would be important to ask yourself why you would do that, and I'm sure you have. So why do you not bring that particular topic up with certain people?
Well, I guess that I just don't, you know, it's, for one, with roads, I think that it may be eminent domains and necessity in the building of roads. Many people disagree with me. There's been private roads, all kinds of instances of private roads. And I know I'm going to get the libertarians in the audience sending me, all kinds of links showing me these things. I happen to know that there have been instances of private roads. But it seems like that eminent domain might be necessary for the building of roads. I think the government's been implicit in, eliminating the ability for flying cars. I mean, we essentially could have flying cars now if it wasn't for the FAA out there telling people they can't have them.
Well, but you know that the history of the American Republic is replete with examples of how eminent domain completely messed up roads and rail.
Eminent domain is a disaster.
The politicians would put, instead of going in a straight line, they'd do this big, you know, this big crazy wavy line because they'd have to go and drop the road or the rail off in the town of their constituents, of the people who gave them money, right? So eminent domain seems to cause far more problems, even at a sort of practical economic level, than it would ever solve as far as road building goes, because as soon as you put politics in the mix, you know, economic efficiency goes right out the window, and then it's just, you know, rewarding your friends and punishing your enemies, and that doesn't help anybody.
Well, you make a good cater. What can I say?
But let me ask you, if you don't mind, because I know you've been asking a lot of questions. What was your big, like, how long did it take for you to kind of wake up to this kind of stuff? And do you remember what the key thing was? Was it an economic argument, or was it a moral argument, or was it something else that turned you or woke you up to this, you know, your life's work?
Well, I guess I was essentially a Rush Limbaugh Republican out there back when, you know, I was a Republican when Republicans weren't cool. You know, before you know, they managed to take over the House, I started listening to Rush in the very early 90s, maybe 90, 91. And the things that he said really sounded right to me because he was talking about all kinds of small government issues at the time. And social issues have never been that important to me. They're not where, you know, for me, it's taxes. That's the issue, taxes. And I you know, that's sort of how I met Ian. Ian was a, you know, libertarian and...
Disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Is your credit score holding you back? Are you paying more for everything just because you don't have perfect credit? Well, it's not your fault. Credit card companies are doing everything they can to keep you in debt and never let you escape. But I've got a system that can fix your credit score once and for all. And I'm going to send you a free tape showing you the power of my proven system today.
My credit score is now 758. My wife and I are shouting for joy right now.
Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My system doesn't just fix your credit score, it will permanently rebuild your credit status so it can never come back to haunt you again. It works no matter how bad your credit is or how much debt you have.
Our credit score was in the low 600s and now we're at 780.
You can wipe the slate clean once and for all. Call right now and I'll rush you my free tape. For your free tape, call 1-800-504-4770. That's 1-800-504-4770. 1-800-504-4770.
How would you like to have a tool to use at home that you can use anytime that helps reduce back pain, sciatica, hip pain, and more? A tool that helps relieve the pain and doesn't just treat the symptoms. You need the Sacrowedgesacral Stabilizer. One satisfied user states, I don't believe in gadgets, but this is a miracle. Yes, that's right. Just relax 20 minutes daily or when needed to help correct the muscle imbalance that creates many of these symptoms. Gravity does the work with the sacrowedgie under the sacrum and support under your neck. Help correct posture to help relieve the pain. Better balance equals fewer problems. You can even sit on the sacrowedgie at the computer or while traveling. This device has been helping people for the past 15 years, yet the cost is still just $29.95. Finally, something available that really relieves those stubborn aches and pains.
Order your sacrowedgie now and get a free instructional DVD. Just call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Or visit sacrowedgie.com. That's sacrowedgie.com.
Since the year 2000, earthquakes, heat waves, droughts, tsunamis, floods, fires, and hurricanes have killed over 1 million people worldwide and forced tens of millions to go without food and water. After Katrina, the media was eager to show victims in New Orleans begging for food. If a disaster strikes you and your loved ones and you have no stored food, you'll be begging as well. Now our economy is slipping into an abyss that even Donald Trump says will make the Great Depression look like a Sunday picnic. The U.S. dollar is worth less today than it was even last week. Before food prices skyrocketed, trucks stop running and stores close their doors, Survival Enterprises can help you prepare. They're master distributors of Mountain House freeze-dried food with up to a 50-year shelf life. Survival Enterprises has real butter, cheese, and bread, real beef, chicken, and turkey, all canned for long-term storage. For their website and more info, call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. And remember, if you wait until you need us, it's too late. Call now.
Are you tired of searching for Freak Talk Radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Mark, and you're listening to Free Talk Live, and I'm here with
Russell.
Excellent. And you can give us a call about anything you'd like to give us a call about, and you can also get updated at updates.freetalklive.com. Just enter your email address in there. You won't get spammed. Just every once in a while, we send out some little important tidbits of information about the show that you might want to know. Another thing you'll want to know is that SACL CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows that the way that they treat your customer reflects on you, and their staff is respectful. They record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy, so that your business is handled as efficiently as possible. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. And I'm here with Russell, and Russell, one of the things we're going to do tonight is actually talk about some issues, and we were having so many calls and talking to Stefan about so many things that we haven't talked about any of the issues. And I've got a news story here about a woman who was forgotten for 4 days in a tiny cell from Springdale, and I believe this is in Arkansas, hour after hour for four full days. Adriana Torres Flores, what rhymes? Was locked away and forgotten in an 8.5 by 9.5 foot cell in Washington County Courthouse with only a metal table, two benches, and a light bulb that never went out. That's no bed, no potty, okay? She had nothing to eat or drink, and there was no toilet, as I said. Thursday passed, then Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Although Torres had no watch to tell the time, she slept on the floor with her head on a shoe. She drank her own urine, she said. Panicked and afraid she would die, Torres Flores pounded on the steel door with her hands and feet and yelled. No one heard her. The threat of snow had thinned the courthouse staff on Friday. The building was closed all weekend. It was Monday morning before the bailiff, who had put her in the holding cell, intending to have her taken to jail, opened the door and realized his mistake. Jared Hankins of Elkins, only 2 months on his job as a bailiff, was too devastated Monday to talk about it, his mother said. He's a broken man right now, Washington County Sheriff Tim Helder had said. Hankins, who is an on administrative leave became distracted by other duties and forgot about Torres Flores, the sheriff said Monday, because the single detention cell is hidden behind a hallway on the fourth floor of the courthouse and no part of the jail with a staff. There was no one to check on her. Torres Flores, 38, of Springdale, went to court Thursday for a hearing on a plea agreement related to her December arrest and a charge of selling pirated music.
Wow.
Yeah. Apparently she did so, they were in form of CDs, at the Pleasant Flea Market in Springdale, but she pleaded innocent. When Judge William Story remanded her to custody, a violation of the condition of her bail... I mean, you know, what
happened? So she was in the system.
Yeah, what
they
happened?
Knew she was there.
It's so ludicrous to me, this need to hold people in jail. She's not going to run away for not, you know, for making fake CDs or whatever. She's not leaving the country. You put a warrant out for arrest if you want to, if she doesn't show up for court. It's easy.
Wow.
Defendants are held in the cell in such situations, the sheriff explained. Usually, however, the bailiff notifies the Washington County Sheriff's Office to send someone over to take the prisoner to jail, where they have beds and potties, by the way. Her attorney, Nathan Lewis of Fayetteville, who will make this into a huge issue, I'm sure, said he is left believing that Torres Flores will be taken to jail to await an April 1st trial on the case. Police said she was an illegal alien and faces deportation by the federal immigration authorities. After being treated at Washington, she probably wants to leave now. After being treated at Washington Regional Medical Center, Torres Flores was at home Monday evening. So they finally let her go because they made such a mistake.
Yeah.
She's recuperating in a bed in the front room of her tiny Springdale house. She described her ordeal through her 14-year-old daughter, Adriana Torres Diaz, who is bilingual. When she first went there, she thought they were going to see her, the girl said. She assumed that she was being taken care of. But hours passed and no one came. Like in the afternoon, she noted that no one came by. Her mother had not eaten breakfast before court on Thursday, Adriana said. She had no food in her pockets and no water to drink. She had to use the bathroom on the floor. She said she was so thirsty she had to drink her own urine, her daughter said. She was feeling like she was going to die. Her husband, Cruz Torres, who is unemployed, said that he thought that his wife was safely in jail and he had no reason to worry. Her attorney said that she was gathering details and had yet to talk with Torres Flores by Monday evening. It's horrible. Horrible situation, that he said. Torres Flores said she had her jacket, but it was cold. There was a slit in the window, the steel door in the cell, but it was behind a wooden door that opens the fourth floor hallway of the courthouse near Story's chambers. That's the judge. Story was not in the courthouse on Friday. He went to Little Rock to file for re-election. He was busy.
Wow.
Torres Flores said she never heard any sounds on the other side of the cell's cinder block walls. Even when people were passing Thursday, Helder and Major Rick Hoyt said they were unsure how many people walked past the hall Thursday or Friday. Though Story was off on Friday, some of the other courthouse staff members were there. Helder promised a thorough investigation and new safeguards, perhaps a video camera in the cell, to prevent a similar occurrence. Such a mistake had never happened before at the courthouse, although he believed that a janitor cleaning the cell had once gotten locked in by mistake. In a written statement, the sheriff, along with Story, and Washington County Judge Jerry Horton assured the immediate measures have been taken to ensure this does not happen again. You know, isn't it shocking?
But once you start locking people up, mistakes can happen.
Right. And
if it gets this so permanent.
Right. I guess I don't have any problem locking up people that are really violent and dangerous. But we've gotten to the point where we just don't give people bonds and we don't release them on their own reconnaissance because we have this system, this institution that we, these jails make money by having people there. They want people in there. And so they don't release anyone. This woman was selling fake CDs, allegedly, and there's no reason to have locked her up, period, so this mistake shouldn't have happened in the first place.
Yeah, I guess you lock up over money issues, you want some money and stuff like that. And
yeah, well, I don't know what to say about it. We got a call, Jeff from Missouri. Jeff?
Yeah, can you hear me?
I can hear you just fine. Thank you, sir.
Oh, thank you. I'm used to that little swoosh.
Well,
on the regular, you know, when you pick up on other radio programs.
Okay.
You know,
I don't know.
It's a little staticky sound before you. But anyway, like to the topic I was talking about the story that broke the other night about Obama's pastor.
Yeah, I heard it. All the Republican talking heads are talking about how bad this man is. Yes.
Oh, so you think it's a okay that a someone says that the HIV virus was created to wipe out blacks? You think that's good to say? Okay.
I don't know that it's true. I do think that there have been eugenics programs in the United States. I think it's okay to say that HIV was created for that purpose? It seems
well,
like
it's kind of funny because it's wiping out everyone.
Yeah, it is.
Well, maybe we should put him in jail and see what happens if he gets locked in by accident.
The preacher.
I'm not saying he needs to be locked up or anything like that. I'm just saying.
Well, what should happen to him?
Well, I'm just saying that you don't go to a church like that without agreeing with some of the views of the. Like, I wouldn't go to an Aryan Nation white church because I don't agree with their views.
I would concur with you on that. But, you know, one of the things that I heard, the big quote is, they tell us to God bless America, and I say, God damn America. You know, like he was doing that that sort of black preacher cadence thing that's really fun to listen to. But, you know, it's a shocking statement, the whole God damn America thing that he was saying. And, you know, I kind of agree with some of the stuff the preacher was saying. I do think that we have an institutional system set up that seems to target blacks over whites as far as crime goes. Would you agree with that?
I would say there are some people that do that. I don't say it's the system. I would say that there are some people in the system that does it.
Well, you know, I'd say that that's probably pretty accurate. Those people are part of the system, so I guess me saying that it's systemic is might not be entirely.
I'm not saying it's the system itself. I'm saying there are some people
right.
in the system that abuses it.
Okay. Well, I'd have to agree. Thanks, Jeff. You can give us a call at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CA line. This is Free Talk Live. Have you made one of those New Year's resolutions to lose weight? Are those extra pounds weighing you down and making you feel fat? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days, without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about fluorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
JW Labs has been building rice machines for over 20 years. We take pride in producing the highest quality original style frequency instruments. Customers worldwide enjoy the health benefits of using our machines. Our Model A embodies the best of the old and the new in rice technology. Priced under $1,000, Model A is a state-of-the-art device which performs better than machines costing several times more. With Model A, you have enough power to treat a horse, yet enough sensitivity to treat a mouse.
It's ideal for local and whole body applications. Sessions are full analog hand-tuned recordings with impeccable refinement. Model A is affordable and highly portable. It's so easy to use that you'll begin experimenting in minutes. We support you in getting started, and we're available as needed for technical support. Call us today at 888-891-1122, 888-891-1122, or visit us online at jwlabs.com.
All you men out there, you need to listen up. By the age of 60, one in two men already have a prostate-related health issue. What does this mean? It might be an enlarged prostate, difficulty going to the bathroom, and a diminished sex drive. Not a pretty picture. If you're a man, you need to give your body nutrition to support prostate health. There's no question about it. Many people hear this and they might think saw palmetto, but there's something so much better out there. It's called Beta Prostate, and it contains 3,000 times more healthy plant sterols than ordinary saw palmetto. So before you try anything else, try Beta Prostate. Ignoring your prostate's not going to make the problems go away. Taking Beta Prostate is guaranteed to provide effective, all-natural support. Dial 1-800-457-9914. That's 1-800-457-9914. Call now and find out how you can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate with your order. Dial 1-800-457-9914. Call now.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. It's my show. My name's Mark.
This is Russell.
And
talking about the issues. You can go to freetalklive.com. And check out the wiki. It's a user-editable web page. It's you can do whatever you want there on the wiki. You can create all kinds of pages, and there's neat stuff to read. I think there's like 500 pages of content in the wiki at wiki.freetalklive.com. And are you looking for an intellectual challenge this summer? Join students from around the world at a free summer seminar sponsored by the Institute for Humane Studies. Hear lectures on top from top faculty and discuss the ideas of liberty and their current applications. To get more information, go to libertarianseminars.com. That's libertarianseminars.com. And it's really set up for people about college age. So, you know, if you're not college age like I'm not, then, well, it's not really set up for you. But, you know, you might contact them anyway. Libertarianseminars.com. And our last caller was Jeff from Missouri, and he wanted to talk about Obama's church and his preacher and all the hubbub. And I guess I wasn't sufficiently outraged for Jeff, and I can kind of understand, because everybody on the radio is thoroughly outraged about this preacher. But kind of the way I see it is, there's always something that comes out. You know, there's the McCain and the lobbyist, and there was the illegitimate black child of McCain in the last election. And, you know, they're always whipping out these cards and trying to dig up the dirt on these politicians. And as far as I'm concerned, they're already dirty. Whatever you're telling me, it doesn't really matter, because I already believe that they're dirty. I know that Barack Obama is a tried-and-true pinko socialist. He's the most liberal member of Congress, and I've seen his voting record. I don't really care what his preacher says or where he goes to church. If that's what it takes for some people not to vote for him, okay, but what are we going to get if you don't vote for Barack Obama? We're going to have a president elected in November, right?
Yeah.
We're going to have somebody who's going to be elected. Now, either George Bush is going to stick around in a situation of martial law, which I don't think he's going to do, or we're going to get McCain, Clinton, or Obama, or Paul. Those are the people that are left in the race. Now, if you listen to the major mainstream media, they say Paul's out, but Ron Paul has not thrown in the towel quite yet. It seems likely that we will either get Clinton, Obama, or McCain. Those seem like the choices. And to me, what you're looking at there is a choice between Attila the Hun, Joseph Stalin, or Adolf Hitler. I mean, they're not that bad, but they're not that good either. These are people that want to grow the size of the government. They either want to use the government to kill people, or they want to use the government to solve all your problems, which means that increase in taxes. And taxes are, as far as I'm concerned, a threat against me, a threat of violence, because they'll throw me in jail or they'll take my house away, depending on the type of tax. So I guess I'm just non nonplussed by the whole, you know, oh, his preacher said this. He's a bad man. He's been going to that preacher for that church for 20 years. Whatever.
He keeps getting elected senator, even though they know what church he goes to.
Right. It just goes to show how thoroughly the Illinois media is you know, looking at what's going on there. He's been elected senator now. They didn't check this stuff then. Does that mean that all of our senators are as, you know, questionable as Barack Obama is?
Maybe.
Do you have a favorite among the three, by the way, Russell? I know that, you know.
Oh, out of those?
It's a tough question.
Well, you know what? I'd have to say, I mean, Hillary scared me for years, so that she'd be the worst.
So you, McCain?
Maybe McCain wouldn't be as bad. I don't know.
See, if I had to pick one, and at this point we're talking about a gun to the head scenario here, I think I like Clinton better because, sure, she'll institute socialized medicine, but McCain wants to go around the world starting wars with new people, it really seems like to me. Like, I think we'll attack Iran if McCain... if we don't... Haven't attacked Iran
maybe
by the time...
on a battleship.
Yeah. It just seems to me that he thinks he can bring peace to the world by killing people. And I think that's a very bad system. I don't know. I mean, you know, it's really... All of our choices are awful.
You know, Obama is about change, so I'm kind of excited now.
Yeah, really. Change, great. More socialism, that's change. We got Osborne in Ohio calling in. Osborne?
Hello?
Hello.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, you know, you were supposed to be here co-hosting the show with me tonight.
Yeah, I know. I hate to be on this side of the telephone, but if it makes you feel any better, I'm hyped up on painkillers.
Yeah. Are you feeling better?
Not quite.
Okay, well, I'm sorry to hear that.
At any rate, I just want to talk about this Obama preacher business. The last caller attempted to claim that there's not a systematic or systemic bias against black people by the police and prison industry. And if you'll remember, was it 2 weeks, 4 weeks ago, the statistics came out on the prison population.
Right.
And not only are one out of 99 Americans in prison,
yeah,
but one out of every 10 black males is in prison.
Right. The evidence seems to show they're after them.
Yeah. I mean, now, I didn't, you know, run the statistical analysis, but I know that one out of 10 is really, really different than one out of 99.
Yeah, it's a big difference. And if you start looking at the proper age groups, take 15 to 25 black males in that age group, 15 to 25, you'll find out that it's closer to like 1 in 3.
Gee,
wow.
Yeah, I've heard 1 in 4, and that was about 10 years ago. I suspect it's only gone up from there.
Yeah, so
I'm extrapolating 1 in 3 at that point.
So I'm with you, man. I don't really have any beef with anything that this preacher was saying as far as you know, delineating some of the problems that exist. And I don't really have a problem with him saying, damn America, because I say that on a daily basis.
Do you think Obama thinks that, or...
What, do I care? No.
Well, okay. Well, I don't like... he did seem to be elevating black people above white people, and I don't like racism in any form, and I think that most Americans, most white Americans, feel the same as I do, that they don't like racism, period. So when you talk black racism, it raises their ire because that's, you know, that's what they are. They're white.
And that's the entire problem with the apparatus of government, though. In the free market, we have to engage with one another on a voluntary basis to further our ends mutually. But when you have government, then it pits us all against one another to take each other's stuff by force.
You know, well, that's what the black philosopher W.E.B. Du Bois said, is that the only way for us, that would be the black people, to be on the same level as white people is to do business with them. And that's voluntary interactions.
Correct.
Yeah. I was picturing playing basketball when you do that stat. It's like you're playing pickup basketball. And you're 5-on-5, and then just the cops come and take one of them. Now I can't play basketball. That sucks.
Well, you know, it's got to be tough. And you know, the black population has, you know, they're scared of the police. And I don't blame them. Yeah. I'm not scared of the police. They, you know, they normally don't bother me because I'm, you know, I'm a good-looking white guy. I wear generally a tie.
You are a sexy man, Mark.
I am a beautiful man. No. They don't generally bother me unless I go out there looking for them. In one case, I was doing a little filming on the street and sassed a police officer when he told me that I had to move along. I'm like, if you don't want your be filmed, you shouldn't be on the public street, officer. But, you know, whatever. Well, thanks for the call, Jason.
All right, no problem.
All right.
Jason does not sound like he's thinking that Obama will fix all those problems.
I don't think Obama's going to fix those problems. I am concerned, like some white Americans, that Obama might fix, you know, might try to use the government to fix problems for the blacks, which will, of course, create more problems and, you know, for the whites. And I don't like that.
Yeah.
We got Jeremy in Montana. Jeremy?
Well, Hello. Hey, glad you're back, Ian.
This is Mark.
Or Mark, I thought Ian was there.
Oh, no, they're stabbing us in the back.
You'll have Ian there. You'll have Ian on Monday, Jeremy.
Glad to have you guys, too. I just wanted to say that I know it's violent and all, and I'm pretty much against violence, too, but I think what Attila the Hun did for the people of the Western Roman Empire by taking that empire down, and look how the people flourished after that for all those years, you know. So I think, I know it's kind of fantasy, and I just got through playing this video game that went through all Attila's, you know, his conquering campaign and everything. Mm-hmm. I think he would make a great president right now, because I think, I'm against violence too, but I think that's the only thing that's, violent revolution's probably going to be the only way to restore.
It has been the history of humankind.
And isn't, well, maybe like Mark was saying, maybe that's what McCain wants for a violent revolution for Iran.
I don't know.
Not for here.
I've got to say that I don't have, you know, Attila certainly subjugated these different lands. And then they had a lot of internal conflicts in southwestern Asia where he was sort of from, and he had to return and put down rebellions and things like that. And so they got left on their own to rule themselves in smaller groups. And I guess that's a good thing. Jeremy, thanks for the call. You can call in and talk about anything you want. Obviously, we're talking about Attila the Hun. 1-800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live. There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand. Available on GCNLive.com, On Demand plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use. Just go to GCNLive.com, click on the On Demand button, and find your favorite shows. Don't get discouraged. Get On Demand. Free. Thanks again to the listeners at GCNLive.com.